Here we are. Henry pulled her through the last of the brush and into a clearing. The glint of morning edged the sky, and the moon was shyly fading away. Miriam looked around, taking in the view. It was flat in the small area around them, with dry, dead weeds. Nothing was in bloom at this time of year. She'd seen it in the summer often enough, when it was grassy and beautiful.
Why did you bring me here?
The cool air invigorated Miriam as she stood close to Henry, looking up into his face. Trust me. He pulled her toward a large tree at the edge of the clearing.
I can't go up there.
She pointed at the homemade ladder leading up to a treehouse her nephews had made several years ago. Please? Miriam never could resist the wooing of a simple please from Henry. She sighed and followed him up the ladder, being careful not to snag her dress. They sat with their backs against the trunk of the tree, facing the large clearing. The light was spreading, and the clearing was more visible.
Big white house, windows everywhere, a porch for us to sit.
He pulled her closer and kissed her cheek.
Can't you see it?
Henry?
Maybe we could build here. You know, someday when we can finally get married.
Miriam leaned into him as his arm tightened around her, and she imagined it in the silence of the morning. She could already hear the laughter of future children and see the heaps of snow in the winter and the huge flower garden in the summer.
Can you imagine it?
Yes.
She breathed the word more than spoke it.
Do you mean it, that we could buy this land and build here?
She watched as he looked out into the new light that was blooming and up into the moon that was getting lighter. The breeze jostled the limbs above, dead branches cracking against each other. He looked up for a long time, as if he were reading a message in the sky. Then his gaze landed ahead of them for a long moment. His eyes were glistening. She wasn't sure if it was from unshed tears or the light of the morning shining in them, but he had never looked more handsome to her than he did in that moment. Dreaming their dream together meant everything to her.